In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text is the Old Testament lesson appointed, Isaiah 55, these words. Let the unbeliever abandon his way, and let a man of wickedness abandon his plans. And let him turn to Yahweh, and he will show him mercy. And let him turn to our God, because he will abundantly forgive. Because my plans are not your plans, and your ways are not my ways, the utterance of Yahweh. Because as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my plans than your plans. At the time of Isaiah, the ancient Israelites were big into idolatry. They worshiped idols. Let's think about that a bit. They would give all praise and honor and glory to a statue. They would bow down to this statue. They would pray, "Deliver us, for you are our God." We know from ancient Phoenician sources that the temples of Baal would house a statue supposedly representing Baal. And this temple had personnel who would work at the temple. Some would offer sacrifices to the statue. Some would bake meals and set them in front of the statue so that Baal could have a breakfast. Some were actually designated to shave the god. They'd give Baal a morning shave. How do you shave a statue? I'm not sure. Then they would take the statue, the god, on a hunting trip, ferry it down the river, dock, put the statue on a horse so that it could have a hunting trip. They thought they were honoring Baal, but it was a statue. Well, okay, the ancient Canaanites were clueless. They were in the dark. Certainly the ancient Israelites would be better. No, not really. They too would worship statues. They thought it represented a god, but it was a wooden statue. In chapter 44, Isaiah ridicules what went on. A woodsman would cut down a tree. Half of the tree he'd put in the fire to warm himself, to bake his bread, cook his meal, so that he could eat and be happy. Had the other part of the tree, he would carve into a god. He would prostrate himself to it, worship it, pray to it, and say, "Save me because you are my God." But it was only a statue that he himself had made out of a tree. How laughable, we think. But think about it from the true God's point of view for a bit. Yahweh is the almighty maker of the heavens and the earth. And he had made Israel his own beloved people. Remember the great deeds he did for this people. He delivered them out of Egypt by his mighty deeds. He defeated Pharaoh. He brought Israel to himself, and at Sinai made them his covenant people so that he was their God and they were his beloved people. He led them through the wilderness. He brought them to the verge of Jordan. He led them across the Jordan into the promised land that he had promised to their ancestors. He gave them the land as their inheritance. Here they were to settle down and live under God in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. He was the almighty maker of the heavens and the earth, and he was their own savior. Yet throughout most of this history of ancient Israel, they worshiped idols, man-made statues that supposedly represented Baal and Asherah. They were big into idols. And from the true God's perspective, this was appalling. It was insulting. It was offensive, unconscionable. Their repeated idolatry punched God in the face and provoked him to his righteous anger. He should have destroyed them. He should have wiped them out. They deserved temporal and eternal punishment. Their offenses were without excuse. And that is what you would expect to see next. The wrath of God comes upon Israel and wipes them out. But now comes a surprise, the amazing grace of God. Isaiah announces that to those who turn back to Yahweh, the true God, the almighty maker of the heavens and the earth, he will show them mercy and abundantly forgive them. Because my plans are not your plans, and your ways are not my ways, the utterance of Yahweh. Because as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my plans than your plans. Wow! Amazing grace! How sweet the sound! They deserve the terrible wrath and punishment of God. And that's what we would do if we were God. Wipe them out. Thanks be to God, we're not. God promises that he will not punish them and give them what they deserve, but instead he will have mercy on them and abundantly forgive them, because God's ways are higher than our ways, beyond what we would normally plan and do. As Psalm 103 puts it, God does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. In fact, so great is his steadfast love that God promised two chapters earlier in Isaiah 53 that he would instead lay upon the suffering servant the iniquity of ancient Israel, and in fact the iniquity of the whole world. For we too are guilty of idol worship. We call it original sin. The old Adam is curved in on itself, and we too would worship ourselves and what we created. But God, through Isaiah, promised that the suffering servant would receive the punishment in the place of Israel and in place of the whole world. Jesus of Nazareth is this servant, Israel condensed into one. And Yahweh laid upon him the iniquity of us all, and then raised him from the dead, thereby acquitting the whole world. Because of that, the Almighty Creator has mercy on us all and abundantly forgives us all. Once again, today, God showed his mercy to you as you received holy absolution a few minutes earlier. Again today, in the Lord's Supper, you will have the opportunity to eat and drink Christ's body and blood, and with it receive all the benefits of his all-sufficient atoning work. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are his ways higher than your ways, and his plans than your plans. Are you bored with the gospel? Do you yawn and say, ho-hum, what else is new? No, on the contrary. God's mercies are new and fresh every morning. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.